Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mr. Sweeney Murdy and his Yankee Report, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. By Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland County, and by your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealers. Visit MBUSA.com. Good morning, Sween. How you doing?
Good, Richard. How are you?
Good. Well, it's playoff baseball time, and it does take getting used to, you know, now that we're looking at pitchers who they're going to go through the lineup twice, and that's it. We're going to go to deep bullpens, and we're playing 4 hours and 15 minutes. And I don't know, but I think last night's game is going to be pretty typical of the way it goes forward in this series, at least.
Well, last night's game took 4 hours, 15 minutes, because there were 14 walks. It had less to do with the bullpen usage and the pitching changes. I mean, it could have played a lot faster. There were, you know, listen, the walks were a big factor in this game. The Twins took advantage of none of the six walks they received. They hit three solo home runs. The three walks that Giancarlo Stanton received were huge in this ball game because, you know, he's batting in front of Gleyber Torres. The Yankees walked eight times. Stanton came up and walked in three different innings, and the Yankees scored eight runs in those innings. And then the other runs they scored were solo home runs. You know, the big hits are obviously by LeMahieu and Torres. But what really showed was the Yankees' patience and not chasing pitches, the way they talk about controlling the zone and jumping on mistakes when they had the opportunity. They loaded the bases three times in the game last night. They were very patient. The Twins were not aggressive, which I think was supposed to be part of their plan. They just didn't execute that part of the plan.
Yeah, well, I said in my monologue this morning, I think that was the big difference in the game was plate discipline. Last year, you remember, the Yankees were chasing. The Yankees were trying to do too much on a lot of occasions. And this time, all right, Judge took a walk. Stanton took a walk. They didn't go after those sliders missing the plate by a foot and loaded the bases, a couple of walks, a hit batsman, then a big hit. So it's just a whole different approach, at least in this game, and it sure worked out well, whereas the Twins were helping out some of the Yankee pitchers with balls that were clearly, you know, balls with three balls on them.
Well, I mean, listen, the Twins still walked six times. I mean, they just, you know, and last year the Yankees didn't strike out in the postseason as much as, you know, people want to think they did. Strikeouts were not a problem. As big a problem for them in that Red Sox series, you know, that's a narrative that gets spun. But yesterday, I mean, the difference was really clear. You know, when there was traffic on the bases, the Yankees found themselves in a position. And listen, truth be told, the two big hits that they got by Torres and LeMahieu, both were with two strikes. You know, and they struck out 12 times last night. We could have been sitting here talking about 14 strikeouts and a couple of solo home runs. That's all the Yankees got. Well, the Twins could have been the ones that you know, put traffic on the bases and got themselves in a position where they got big hits. Remember, they had two on in the second inning, and Urshela turned a really important double play ball. They had two on in the fifth inning, and Tommy Kahnle got one out on one pitch by getting Eddie Rosario to fly out. So there were opportunities there that the Yankees took advantage of, and the Twins did not.
Yeah, and defensively, too. You know, like everybody, LeMahieu dropped that fly ball. Okay, I mean, that's a fluke thing. It happens. And, you know, people have pointed out, oh, Stanton didn't catch that ball. Well, you know, he's not running 100% yet, and he almost caught it, but he didn't. Okay, didn't really hurt them much. But when the Twins, on that double play that they could have turned, you know, and the throw wasn't great, and the first baseman gets the error to run score there, key problem there, and a couple of other plays that they could have made that they didn't make, You know, their defense just wasn't up to what the Yankees' defense was.
Yeah, and listen, Judge made a couple of nice plays in the infield. The Stanton, you know, Stanton playing in left field, it's, I mean, it could have hurt them a lot worse. And that's, you know, it's kind of an issue. I think, you know, the one ball, he actually got up and chased after and kept it from being a triple, which I think was actually pretty important. They ended up scoring a run in that inning. It's the difference here between having, and Stanton's moving okay. He's moving pretty well, actually, considering, you know, that he missed a whole year and half a year with leg injury. But the difference between having Hicks and Gardner to cover that much ground and Gardner and Stanton to cover that much ground. I by no means think that Stanton is a statue in left field, but it's really a, you know, last night it showed you there's a difference in quality of the outfield out there, and they ended up going to Maven in a certain time with a lead. I think you're going to see that a lot in this series.
Yeah, and I think you could make the case that on that ground ball where they overturned the call, that a completely healthy Stanton would have beat that out.
I mean, it was a close play anyway, you know. I mean, he actually really did come close to beating that
yeah.
out. Yeah. I don't see anything, you know, I don't see anything one way or another wrong with that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he you know, because Sano had to go so far to make that barehanded play that I think a completely healthy stand, whatever, it didn't, yeah, maybe, didn't
maybe,
matter
I mean,
in the long
run. I don't think he's hampered really that much by running. I mean, he's as healthy as he's going to be.
Yeah, at this point. Do you see them maybe sitting him day game after night game, even though it's kind of
no.
a late day game, and letting Maben play, or do you think Stanton's no. going to be in basically every game?
Yeah, I think Stanton's playing. I mean, listen, the Yankees waited an entire year to put that lineup on the field last night. Literally, they never had all of those players healthy and in the lineup at the same time last night, this year that they did last night. So I don't think they're aching to this is the playoffs. This is not, you know, hey, let's protect him for the long haul. You know, if, you know, Stanton was huge last night with those three walks. I mean, the Twins showed you how much that they, whether it was poor execution or how much they still fear and respect Stanton. Gleyber Torres was batting behind him. Stanton's played, he played 9 games in September and 9 games the entire year before that. And, you know, as we've watched the last couple of years, you know, what's the big knock against him that the Yankee fans have, that he strikes out too much? You know, they were not as aggressive as they could have been early with him. To his credit, he did, you know, spit on some good pitches and ended up, you know, drawing walks in those spots. I think he has to be in the lineup. I think he will be in the lineup. Today's pitcher for the Twins is going to be kind of interesting because his reputation is one of being aggressive, inducing ground balls, and not walking very many guys. So we'll see if that can still play for a kid who, you know, was in A-ball when the year began, had to skip out on the team last week because he had planned to get married, you know. Kid started in A-ball 2 years ago, an independent ball. He didn't think he was going to be pitching in a playoff game. He actually planned a wedding. And now he is a week into his marriage and pitching a playoff game at Yankee Stadium. We'll see if those, you know, those traits that served him well this year, going from A-ball all the way up to the majors, still remain intact with 49,000 people in the seats against him.
Well, let's see which is more fearsome, wedding night jitters or or pitching in a playoff game against the Yankees at the stadium. You know, he's had a couple of daunting moments in the last couple of weeks, that's for sure. You mentioned Torres, and Smoltz was making this point that before he gets to two strikes, he swings with abandon, swings for the fences. But, you know, when two strikes come, He's able to shorten the swing, which still doesn't cut down on his power because he still hits the ball hard. But he says you're not going to see these wild swings that you see. And sure enough, two strikes on him, he just shortens it up and hits the ball hard.
Yeah, he's a really good hitter. LeMahieu's a really good hitter. You know, and both those guys struck out, you know, a couple of times last night. So they do get the swing and miss. You know, LeMahieu was a call he didn't like looking in the fourth, but you know, both those guys came up with two strikes in big spots, and there was traffic, and they knew what to do with the mistakes. You know, they you're right. There's a certain maturity to Gleyber Torres at the plate, and it's, you know, it's what everybody's looking for. You know, I don't know how many years that I hear from certain fans when you see young players come up on other teams, like, why don't the Yankees have one of those? And, you know, those aren't that easy to just drop a guy in. I mean, what you're looking at right now is almost equivalent to what the Yankees found with Derek Jeter, dropping him into a playoff run in 96, you know, rookie of the year, big hits in the postseason. That's how special what you're watching in Gleyber Torres at this age is, and what he's done the last 2 years. And last night was, you know, the first of what I think fans hope will be many of big playoff performances by him.
So do you see the game plan pretty much remaining the same, two times through the lineup for the starters and then to the bullpen? Or do you think if, let's say, Tanaka goes through 18 guys in six innings at breezing, it'll keep them in?
I would think the score has something to do with it. I mean, listen, if the Yankees put up 10 in the first couple innings, I think they have a longer leash with them. But if there's a, you know, last night's game was a close game, and you saw exactly what they wanted to do with a fully rested bullpen. Now, they have a pretty legit shot to bring all those guys back, I would think. Ottavino threw 6 pitches, Kainley threw 13, Chad Green threw 8, Britton threw 15, Chapman threw 18. So, I mean, Britton, Chapman still, I would think, have an inning, a full inning apiece left in them. And the rest of those guys, you know, didn't get a lot of work in. So, this is how it's designed. You know, it's designed, and remember, talking about leaving guys in too long, this and that, Tanaka this year, you can chart, all you got to do is look up his split on Baseball Reference, times through the order. The third time through the order, hitters' OPS against them was like 965. Every batter in the lineup becomes an MVP when he faces them third time through the order. So I think based on where he, you know, which hitter specifically maybe is giving him some tough at-bats, or maybe even a straight two times through, depending on where they are in the game and what reliever they think matches up well, I think you're going to see a lot of this the entire series.
I would think so. Okay, Swain, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the series. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Bye.
Okay, that's Sweeney Murdy talking Yankee baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.